Chris is being questioned. They suspect that she does know where Leanne has gone to. Carrie is going to be very supportive. Chris is really being put on the spot here. Not good for Chris.
Yeah, not good.
Danny's flying to Richmond because in an earlier episode, she's made a deal with her father to set up her own stable. So she's in the process of buying up horses.
Look how nicely the club turned out. It really looks good. And you're going to see it at different times, looking different ways. This is fully illuminated because the house lights are on. And you're going to see it, obviously, as an evening in the club where there'll be musical acts coming in and performing, and it'll have yet a different look. You'll see it crowded with people dressed in evening attire or party attire, and you'll see how it looks when it is in full party festive mode. Mm-hmm. All different looks for the club.
Yes.
Which is cool.
I like the scenes between Matt and Danny. I think they complement each other. She's very supportive of Matt. He had a rough year the first season, had a lot of problems going on, and Danny's always been there for him.
Well, I think this is yet another example of the chemistry between these two.
Their families both came from horse ranches. They share a lot in common.
Well, they've known each other their whole
and
life.
Yes. A cute moment is coming up. We get to see a lighter side of Matt, a playful side of Matt, as he ribs his mother about her high school days. Now, several songs were considered for her homecoming dance, one of them being ABBA's Dancing Queen, and we decided to go with Obsession by Animotion. Oh, Matt's very disappointed. But Jean comes through to save the day.
Nice scene between mother and son.
Now, in this scene, Chris starts to confide in Carrie. And she hasn't told anybody else in her circle that she knows where Leanne has gone to. Here's DJ Tim, who was supposed to be playing the music for the opening of the club, and he wants to bail out. I like his wardrobe. He's a very colorful DJ. good moment. Matt's very impressed by his mom. Now Chris is dialing the phone number that she found on Leanne's cigarette pack. Chris is covering for Leanne.
Very tough moment here.
Very tough, yeah. Oh, this is a good scene between Rebecca and Junior, and he starts to open up to her. I think that was a cute moment. Rebecca knows that she has to make Junior forget about Chris, and that's not an easy thing to do.
She also, really, I think, gets a whole nother sense of who this young man is.
Chris is calling somebody for help, but we don't know who it is.
But we will find out.
And here they are in the parking lot, off the interstate. They're waiting for Leanne to show up. And now we know that Chris really trusts Carrie.
Because this is a major thing to trust somebody.
Mm-hmm. No, Leanne.